Hello everyone, this is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is October 17, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1945, a massive number of people headed by the General Confederation of Labor of the Argentine Republic and Evita Perón gather in the Plaza de Mayo in Argentina to demand Juan Perón's release. This is known to the Peronists as the Día de la Lealtad, Loyalty Day. It's considered to be the founding day of Peronism. In 1956, the first commercial nuclear power station is officially opened by Queen Elizabeth II in Sellafield in Cumbria, England. In 1961, scores of Algerian protesters are massacred by the Paris police at the instigation of Nazi collaborator Maurice Papon, then chief of the prefecture of police. In 1966, Botswana and Lesotho join the United Nations. In 1970, Quebec Vice Premier and Minister of Labor Pierre Laporte was murdered by members of the FLQ terrorist group. In 1973, OPEC starts an oil embargo against a number of Western countries considered to have helped Israel in its war against Syria. In 1977, in what becomes known as German Autumn, 4 days after it is hijacked, Lufthansa Flight 181 lands in Mogadishu, Somalia, where a team of German GSG-9 commandos later rescue all remaining hostages on board. In 1979, Mother Teresa is awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. And this day in 1987 marks the first commemoration of the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, October 17. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.